Sandy at a Bimpy, von TV on the Radio mit Speedline Miracle Masterpiece. Bei mir im Studio immer noch die amerikanische Schriftstellerin und Dichterin Lauren K. Alane. Wir haben schon ein bisschen gequatscht über ihre Kunst, jetzt wollen wir aber auch was hören. Would you read a poem for our listeners, please?
Absolutely.
Lauren, let me just record this so we can listen to it again, you know? I want to probably listen to it again. I'm ready. So, are there a few words that you want to...
Well, it's the poem that we talked about earlier, so I thought that was an appropriate one to read. And
it's the one that you dedicated to Trevor Martin.
Yes.
Trayvon Martin.
Mm-hmm. The hoodie stands witness for Trayvon Martin. I was built for bodies like his, between boy and man, sauntering in angles he couldn't hold, but swung his limbs from, careful, cool in every step. I can tell you the story of him, unexceptional. He put change and candy into my pockets, the necessary jangle of keys and cell phone hushed in the sock of me. I watched him from the soft pile he made of me on the floor of his messy adolescent room where I lay beside his sneakers and backpack. He did his homework with chat windows open. White headphones hooked him into some steady beat. That day, he was thinking of nothing in particular. He was quiet in his skin. Tucked into the shade of me, he was an easy embrace until an old ancestral fear lay its white shadow across us like an omen. I can tell you his many hairs raised in warning beneath me. His armpits funked me up with terror. His saunter slipped into a child's unsteady totter under the weight of a history staggering behind him, mad with its own power. He clung to me then, wholly unmanned, a baby clutching his blankie. He pulled me close, and I stroked his head, caressed the naps he had brushed to waves that morning. I felt him brace his bones beneath me, his heart a thousand beating drums. The bullet ripped through us like a bolt of metal lightning. His blood, losing its purpose, ran into me, and I wished we were truly a single body, that I could have held its rush and flow like a second sweaty skin. I can tell you how his spirit slipped out, like steam from cooling water, slowly, fading by degrees, until he stilled.
Lauren K. Alane und ihr Gedicht The Hoodie Stands Witness aus dem Werk Difficult Fruit, das in Deutschland auch erhältlich ist. Thanks a lot for that poem. Look at my arm, there's goosebumps all over. Fucking hell.
Yeah.
What are you currently working on? Is there something coming up?
I'm tying up a lot of ends. I'm still promoting this book. We just got done with a wonderful multimedia collaborative project. My best friend on novelist Catherine Chung, myself, a visual artist Tomiko Jones, and a composer, mm-hmm. Sydney Bokiran, worked on doing a multimedia installation based on called the Gretel Project, mm-hmm. based on Gretel's story, multiple Gretel stories, thinking of the fairy tale.
So like I did Hansel and Gretel.
Uh-huh. Just thinking, what does it mean to be lost in the woods, to have to commit murder, kill the witch, get away, all this stuff, and childhood and innocence and safety. So I did a lot of writing for that, and right now I'm just letting it flow. I'm writing a little bit of prose, a little bit of poems, and just taking in Germany and surroundings and seeing what comes out.
Cool. So as soon as you finish something, please visit us again, and we can talk about that.
Sounds
book,
wonderful.
Those poems or that prose then, as soon as you finish that. So Lauren, thanks a lot for visiting us.
Thanks for having me.
Have fun in Madrid. That's where you're going right now to celebrate your birthday on the weekend.
Yes.
Have fun there. Say hi to your mama. And then we'll talk to each other soon, maybe.
Sounds great.
Maybe you'll visit us before you leave Germany again at the end of the summer.
Can do that.
That would be cool.
I like Berlin. I'll come back.
Okay, soon. See you then.
Bye.